finding the most remote places. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. When was the last time that you were someplace so remote, so far away, that you didn't see another person or even a road for miles? Getting that far away from civilization can be hard to do in the U.S., but a husband and wife team is setting out to do that. Rebecca and Ryan Means are both wildlife ecologists, and they started Project Remote. They're mapping and visiting the most remote spots in all 50 states. Rebecca and Ryan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Why did you want to take this on?
We've always been interested in remote areas, Rebecca, and as biologists and outdoor enthusiasts in general. Then I'd say about 3 years ago, we realized that with the advent of GIS computer software capabilities, coupled with Rebecca's, my wife's, great proficiency using this kind of technology, we could actually calculate remote areas.
We're doing it as a family. We started off when Skyla was about 10 months old, and she's now 4 and a half. And we're hoping that through our experiences, the good and the bad, that we can help other families get out into remote areas or just go camping and get outside as well.
And how do you define remote?
We had to refine our definition and make it simple yet powerful. And what we've settled on is simply a remote spot is that point in a state that is the maximum distance from a road.
Because roads do have such a huge ecological impact on our landscape, and the importance of roads really stuck with us in terms of wildlife and vehicle collisions and destruction of habitat and barriers to gene flow. There's a whole list of ecological impacts of roads. But additionally, it's quantifiable. And a lot of times people talk about remote, and it's really a qualitative feeling. It's kind of something that you feel. But we as scientists wanted a quantitative definition such that we could compare from state to state. And then also in 10 years from now, we could go back and recalculate and see how remoteness has changed in our country.
Have you found the most remote place in Michigan yet?
I have calculated Michigan. It's 16 and a half miles from a road.
Which is rather large, relatively speaking, for states east of the Mississippi. But this location for Michigan, it's an island in Lake Superior. And it's an island off of an island, as a matter of fact. Isle Royale is the big island nearby, but there's a little string of islands. Honey, do you know what it's called?
It's called Long Island. It's within a national park system, like we are finding with so many of the remote spots. They're either in national parks or wilderness areas, national wildlife refuges.
I just wanted to say I am so impressed that you've taken your daughter with you on your adventures into very remote places from the time she was a baby. What are you hoping that she takes away from all this?
Well, we want her to imprint on nature and not on electronics. Her entertainment has always been the woods and the plants, learning plants, and those kinds of experiences. And also just the sense of the ability to do things, the confidence to do things and be a capable child or a capable young lady out in the woods and learning how to set up a tent and be self-sufficient.
Rebecca and Ryan Means are wildlife ecologists and the creators of Project Remote. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.